stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
I would normally say hello, everybody, but today I'm going to go aloha, everybody, because when we bring on our VIP guest superstar in just a couple of moments, Mr. Soul Dancer, he's the author of Pay Me What I'm Worth. He's also the author of Leave Your Fat Behind, and he's going to talk about, well, we've got about 18 hours worth of conversations that we have to fit in tonight, but we're going to get as much in as we possibly can. But Soul is living in Hawaii. I don't know where he's at in the world tonight because he travels all the time, but we always start off of our call whenever we're chatting and go, aloha. So I'm going to embrace that before bringing Soul on and say, aloha to you. Okay, we've had a fun week here on Rated G Radio, but tomorrow we are going to wrap up the week with the Friday dance party with a 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time start time, and we're going to have the British musician and group called Steadman. They've got a single called Love You More that is burning up the airwaves over there, so we're kind of doing the U.S. premiere here with Steadman's song Love You More. Now, the spin I'm going to put on tomorrow is that we usually do like an EP or a full album of stuff for a particular artist, and I have got about 8,000 remixes of Love You More, and so I said, well, while interesting, I don't think we can really make a full two-hour program out of doing remixes, so in the hour one that we're going to dedicate to you, we're going to do the usual 20-minute chit-chat, find out who you are, introduce you to the United States, and then we're going to play your song, Love You More, and then I'll play up to two of the 8,000 remixes, because, they are kind of cool, and then we're going to move on to other stuff. So tomorrow morning, live from the UK, we've got Steadman joining us at 9 a.m. Pacific time. I hope that you will join us. It is going to be a fun show. Hour number two is always listener request, so it's really going to be hour number 1.5 will be listener request tomorrow, and I hope that you tune in. If you have requests, of course, send those in to me now. You can email me anytime at garrett@garrettmiller.com or simply like the Rated G Radio Facebook page and send me a little note there. If I've got it, I'll play it, and I love playing music from our past Friday Night Dance Party guests, like Nicole, like Joseph Eid, like Patrick Casey, like you name them, we've had them all, and we've done so many world premieres this year, I have lost track. What an honor it is to be able to bring live new music to you first before you can hear it anywhere else in the world. We are doing it here every single week. But tomorrow, it's going to be Steadman with Love You More. Now, I am about to introduce to you an author, a motivational speaker, a radio host, and he is a guru. His name is Soul Dancer. And he's also known as the Soul Can Opener, so I've got to ask him about that. And he's joining the show tonight. He's the celebrated author of the best-selling book called Pay Me What I'm Worth. And tonight you're going to find out how you can get paid what you're worth. Soul, welcome to the show.
Aloha, my friend. Wonderful to be back.
Aloha! I love our chats. And outside of, the Rated G Radio experience, I've had the opportunity to have several telephone conversations with you and be on your show as well. And you have your own show on Blog Talk that you have a wide variety of guests on. Can we give a quick plug or three to your efforts on that before we get started with all the other fun stuff?
Oh, you're so kind. You are so kind. I call it pay radio, talk radio worth listening to, along with your show, of course. And currently, we're featuring two teams that are going through a one-year journey. You get to follow people as they blossom into the magnificent souls I know that they are, and they're just beginning to find out what they are, and we get to go along for the ride. Woo!
How cool is that? So what are they doing in this year-long roller coaster that you're taking them on?
Well, yeah, I'm afraid to put my spin on it because they're all going to tell you if they get on the show. I'm driving them insane, but we're taking a class together. We're taking the class one chapter at a time in Pay Me What I'm Worth, and we're going through bit by bit we're taking time to explore versus analyze. And I realize that there are no analyzers out there, so this might not be making any sense to you.
Well, not yet, but that's why you're here.
Yes. So it takes a year because, come on, Garrett, think about this. You go through different things during different seasons, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Have you ever found yourself, if you go back to your childhood home for the holidays, unless you've really done some serious personal work, does it feel like you digress back into being a child again?
Yes, pretty much every Christmas it's kind of like, okay, and I'm eating at the kids' table again and I'm 40 how many? Okay, there we go.
So for all those people who are going, oh my God, a year, forget that noise, I guarantee you, as you listen to the shows, every single team, when I bring up the fact that this is month three now, this is month six now, they're like, no, we got it, no, well, let's go back. And they're like, yeah, whatever.
So, and then how often are your teams meeting on the show?
We meet weekly. See, here's where we're a little different. When you join up to the program, you agree, you sign a release form that we're going to tape, we're going to record all of our classes because, you know, you're going to miss them, right?
Well, you know, we hope not, but let's be realists, you know. Not even Soul Dancer or Garrett Miller listens live to Rated G Radio five nights a week sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So on your online classroom space, we have an audio library. Every single class is recorded. You miss one, you go back, you listen to the recordings, and then you do your homework.
Okay.
What I do is I pay a professional editor to buff them up a little bit, and then we put them out on pay radio because 9 out of 10, Garrett, within 4 to 5 weeks of taking our class, starting our journey, your people who know you are going to go, Garrett, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You're changing. What's going on? And instead of having to explain what you're doing, you just say, well, go listen to my class.
I like that. So what is the class? What are you teaching people? How are you changing their lives?
Well, firsthand experience. Garrett,
okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Pay Me What I'm Worth is all about balance between receiving and giving. We start with receiving first. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being you totally suck at it, 10 being bring it on, baby, I'll receive whatever you got. How do you rate yourself when it comes to receiving?
Well, I think you kind of helped me with this, and so I'm not going to cheat with the answer, but I'll tell you, I think when we started, I was probably at like a negative 12, and I probably warmed up to probably like a 5 or a 6 at this point, and I'm really having to be more aware, really, when people say, I'd like to pay for dinner, or this was my treat today, or, oh, I've taken care of this for you, when in the years past, I would have drawn blood if somebody would have offered to pick up the tab or have done something else. And I think one of the things that you've helped me with is to be open to receiving, because in order to, you know, be able to get more and do more, you have to be able to receive. And if you're always closed off to receiving because you have to do for everybody else, you're never going to get anything back. So it's a very conscious, deliberate thing that and it's painful for me too, because I'm not used to doing that. But it's one of those exploratory things that you've coached me on. So I'm getting better, but I'm not all the way there.
Score. All right. You're moving on up. I love it, because gentle listeners, think about breathing. The moment you're born, Garrett, what's the first thing you had to do?
You got to breathe. It's in and out.
Yeah, in first, right?
Yep,
you had to receive air, right? You didn't breathe out first. You breathed in first. At least that's how I did it anyway.
Yeah.
So it's as simple as that. We have to learn to receive. And in our culture, especially Western culture, as a monk of three different orders, one of the things that I find fascinating in the West is I was raised Catholic, unfortunately, and I was always taught, it's better to give than receive. Better to give than receive, right?
Exactly.
Wrong.
Oh. That's wrong. And you're going to tell us why it's wrong.
Try breathing backwards.
Doesn't work.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, for anybody who wants to expel all of their air in their lungs right now and keep expelling it, keep giving, because it's better to give than receive, keep giving until the divine interjects and goes, look, stupid, breathe.
Very, very true. Very true. So I want to talk more about your class, but you know what? I totally skipped over asking you to kind of tell us about who you are and what your personal journey was to get you to the point where you wrote this successful book, Pay Me What I'm Worth, and then how you decided that you were going to bring training to people in a unique environment using radio. Because I think that's something that, well, honestly, out of everybody I know, you're the only one doing something so dynamic like this. So where did this all start, Sol?
Well, folks, frankly, you can Google S-O-U-L-D-A-N-C-E-R, put a space in there, Soul Dancer. Just Google my name, and you can research all you want. I've been so transparent online that every story I could possibly tell you in consume time right now is out there on the web. What came to this, Garrett, is the world today I'm afraid of. There are so many people so blinded by lack. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's busy trying to screw everybody else over so that they can have what they think they need to have. Yeah?
Well, we see it all the time. I mean, it's everywhere.
Well, our leading GOP candidate, I digress, but need I say more?
Right.
I'm concerned because there are things in my life that I've discovered that there's no way I can put a monetary value on it. For example, I just had someone literally a half hour ago email me an aha about where they're at in the Pay Me What I'm program. And their aha fundamentally shifted their life. They're 62 years old. And this class that they're taking has shifted decades of pain out of their life. They're no longer suffering. How do you put a price tag on that?
Well, you can't.
I do in the form of feeling extraordinarily excited for them. The price I put on it is joy. I get a lot of joy out of the fact that this person now can be a more joyful person in the world.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So you have these two groups that are meeting on a weekly basis, and are they spread out differently? So do you have them kind of staggered out? You have one group that's like the 6-month mark, the other one is the 3-month or the 9-month, or are they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And is that
if
by
I
design
recall,
or circumstance?
It's whenever we get a team together, and if I recall correctly, you and I are cooking up something rather special for your listeners,
you know,
yeah?
We might be cooking up something special. I didn't want to give away everything in the first 15 minutes, so I thought, you know. But there might be something special, you know, that we've got planned for everybody who's listening today. So with that as a teaser, stay tuned because Sol is going to actually be talking about some ways that some of his training can come to you and help you in your world too. So your classes are meeting once a week and they're staggered out. And what are some of the things, you know, you had the response from the 62-year-old who had the big aha moment. What are some of the types of people that you've had, you know, join the program and, you know, some of their backgrounds? Do you have like all GOP presidential candidates, you know, listening to your podcasts or?
I wish. They'd be a much better quality of candidate. I have from ages 14 to 93 at the moment.
Wow.
I have people who they would blush telling you their title, meaning they're so embarrassed of, in their mind, who they are. I am looking at helping them release that embarrassing feeling. To people who, if I told you the name, you'd know instantly who they are. But
sure.
Because of that, there's a high level of privacy involved. They're not on the radio shows. But they're learning how to be the authentic person that they portray.
That's powerful.
I know a lot of people, Garrett, and I bet you do too, they talk a damn good talk,
mm-hmm.
right?
They talk, yeah, we know a lot of those.
And when you get to know them, and after a little time has gone by, and they let their hair down, and you get to really see, okay, is your 9 to 5 talk also your 5 to midnight walk?
Mm-hmm.
And we find out it isn't, right?
Right. And we see that in the news every day as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So part of my training with folks is this program is about you, period. End of story. It is not about Soul Dancer. It's not about pay me what I'm worth. It's about you. It's about who are you, what do you got, and how are you using it?
And so when we have people who are going through this, I mean, what would be, because you've done this for, this is not your first, you know, rodeo here. You've been doing this for quite a while. You also have Soul University. You have other, you know, diet and weight loss programs that you're helping people with. But what would be maybe like one or two of the major ahas that you've had with people that have come out of your programs?
The standard demographics that seem to be the most common right now are people in their late 30s, early 60s, who are sick and tired of going into an office that's sucking the life out of them. They're what I call the golden handcuffed people. They have a nice job. They have a nice house. They have a nice mortgage. They have a nice auto payment. They have a nice style of life that they struggle with if they were to leave that job. If they were to give up all of the perks, they're not really sure what they would be doing and how happy they would be.
Mm-hmm.
The golden handcuff people, I seem to recall we talked about the golden handcuff crowd, yeah?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I used to be in that crowd. So
there
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, it's not comfortable.
No.
It wasn't, at least it wasn't for me, you know.
Well, the office politics alone. I mean, as people get into how much toxic environment that they've been in for 10, 20, possibly 30, 40 years, and they realize that they've soaked up all these toxins, it's like they're this giant-sized toxic spill, right?
You know, in many circumstances, that was the case. You have hit it right on the head.
It's insidious how our bodies store toxins. I just got done with a phone call 2 days ago of a person who retired, and they couldn't understand why they were taking so much sleep time, so much naps, because now they're into chapter 4 of Pay Me What I'm Worth, and we're doing this thing called Your Worth Timeline. And I have you chart out literally 8 different topics on one huge, massive sheet of paper, and you begin to see the themes in your life. You're a musician. You know what a chorus line is, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, in our lives, we have chorus lines. We have themes that we go back to over and over and over again. Oftentimes, those themes we're unaware of, and they're the perfect method of sabotage. We kill ourselves over and over and over again, and we don't know why. A classic example, we're doing a lot more work now with people who are survivors of domestic violence and abuse. And a common refrain there is, God, so I don't know why I attract these people to my life all the time. Right?
It's the, you know, I keep repeating the same, well, it could be domestic violence, but it could be anything, you know, but it's the same
exactly.
Destructive, you know, exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's the serial victimization thing.
What do you think is going to happen to your life when you get to actually see your chorus lines?
Well, you're going to have your major aha moment. At least I hope you do.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
You're going to have that Homer Simpson don't moment.
Don't.
I mean, don't. When I discover my themes, when I begin to realize, oh, my God, I've been doing this over and over and over again. No wonder this is happening to me. So this person who's now doing this, they've realized that they have, because of their high-level position within the company, they didn't realize that they were basically a toxic dump for 40 years. And they're beginning to realize they've got to clean up their own emotional life if they want to make it to their 70th birthday.
So when people go through and have these aha moments, do you ever have people that are maybe like not ready to deal with or accept some of the truths that are staring everybody else in the face about them. Yeah, and I'll use, you know, you could use the domestic violence. You know, it's like you get into one abusive relationship after another, and, you know, you don't understand it, but, you know, you just, and it could be emotional abuse, physical abuse, you know, so it's not, it might be a variety of different things. But you have people that will continue to get into those same behaviors, and they take a look at that, see their big aha moment, and then say, you know what, I don't want to deal with this. How do you coach people or help people when, you know, they've seen the truth, but they don't really want to address it at this time?
Ironically, you're probably channeling somebody who's in the queue right now. She mentioned that she may be dialing in, and she has actually gone through what you just mentioned on one of our most recent shows. The gist of it is, do I have people who are not ready for this work? Yes. I identify them very easily, Garrett. These are the magic bullet people. These are the magic pill people. They want to have me wave my magic wand and pow, ding, you're all fixed. Good luck. See you later. Well, do you ever find that that works?
I would like that to work, and if you can make that happen, Soul, I will buy that. And if
I don't think you could afford it.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But, you know, if you can figure it out, I'll figure out how to write that check.
I often tell people, if you can walk into a gym anywhere in the world, and within, I'll even give you a week and double your body mass without lifting a single weight, let me know how you did that.
Yeah, because it's just not going to happen. You got to put in the work.
Bingo.
Yeah, yeah.
So the answer to your question is, this program is for people who recognize they have to work. It's an to some people, as they start out, it's an insane amount of work, and we shift it to, let's be explorers versus analyzers, right? Mm-hmm. Analyzers, we got to break it down and break it down and break it down. There's got to be something right. There's got to be something wrong. It has to be proven. All of that BS, right?
Well, I mean, that's usually what we do when we're, you know, either in class or we're problem solving.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, though, I don't know about you, but my ego thrives on problems. And if there's not enough problems, it'll create more.
Right. Yeah. Let's go make more drama.
Oh, but Garrett, you don't have people listening to the show who thrive on dramas and traumas, do you?
Some nights we do, but, you know, there's, you know, there are nights. Yeah, yeah. Believe it or not, you know.
We get into exploring.
Okay.
Yeah. The magic part about exploring, I bet this has probably helped you shift your score on receiving to a 7, is you allowed that little 2-year-old to come out and play more, right?
There was a little bit of that. I would definitely give you that, yes.
And as you started exploring and you let go of the what-ifs, you let go of all of this mind chatter that the judge and the critic and the perfectionist and the controller, I call those the chaos committee. How's your chaos committee doing with you these days?
You know, I've actually had to purposefully and with intent find ways to get rid of that chaos committee. And for me, it's been really kind of modifying my exercise and my meditation and my gratitudes and just really how I approach every single day. Because if I don't take time out to start my day out with, you know, thank you, thank you, thank yous, or I'm grateful today for this, and get my cardio and weights in, and, you know, go through, you know, the things that I do in the course of the early morning, my day's a wreck. You know, because I call it the stinking thinking, but the chaos committee, it comes right back in. And, you know, I have the self-doubts, or I have these things that want to just, you know, come up and start stirring up the pot. And it's like, there's no need for this. This is silly. I don't need to do this anymore.
Can I offer an insight?
Yes.
Absorb them. Integrate them by giving them a promotion.
They would like that.
The judge becomes a diplomat.
Okay.
The critic becomes an advocate. Think about as if you were writing a job description and there's a big company change. The company's been bought and sold and it's under new management. and you want your judge to come along because your judge has served you. Your judge feels like, hey, dude, don't forget about me, right?
Oh, sure. You bet. They want attention.
Give it the attention by saying, okay, judge, come on along. I love you dearly. Thank you for everything you've been doing for me. Now we're going to look at you becoming a diplomat. And here's how that plays out. Bring that judge, let it blossom into the diplomat. Let the critic blossom into an advocate. Let the controller, the one who everything has to be done a certain way and I got to think a certain way or I got to manipulate everybody because if I don't say this or if I do say this and then they're going to think, let the controller go, you know what? I don't need to control anybody anymore. Done that, been there, got the t-shirt and burned it, right?
How do you get these promotions in place? You know, which HR director in your head are you talking to kind of facilitate this change that comes along? Because honestly, that's been a major challenge for me is trying to figure out what to do with the chaos committee.
You already said the word. In the morning, you said you wake up and you give gratitude. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the CEO. Allow this gratitude that you have to literally morph your judge into a diplomat. Allow the gratitude for your health, your wealth, your time, your connections, all the things that really do provide abundance for you in your life. Present it to the judge saying, okay, judge, now that you're becoming a diplomat, meaning when you hear the word diplomat, Garrett, how do you define a diplomat?
Well, I think after our conversation, I may need to get out my dictionary and come up with a new definition. But I'm thinking of somebody who who wears really nice suits and eats fancy dinners and hobnobs with the royalty of the world. So, I think you probably have a little bit more, a different dynamic of what you're probably inferring. So I will defer to you, Soul Dancer, to tell us what your diplomat role should be.
Well, diplomats do that. They go out, they wine, they dine, they schmooze, right?
Yeah.
While they're schmoozing, is it true that they're looking for perspectives?
Absolutely, yeah.
A good diplomat, would we say a good diplomat is aware that there's always more to the story?
I would think that would absolutely be the case.
A diplomat between two countries, they've got to be fluent in the visions and perspectives of both countries, true or false?
Absolutely.
So, as the judge evolves into a diplomat, a judge is looking to be the analyzer. The judge needs the facts. The facts are either true or false. A diplomat knows that it's nigh on impossible to judge anything because there's, Garrett, always more to the story.
Sure.
Always. And even though our current social media model where we can tweet something out into the Twitter world and by God, within 30 seconds, the entire world is against one person because of one tweet. Well, that's judges on overload.
So, when we're able to kind of get a rein on our judges and our diplomats and the chaos
not a rein, evolve.
We've promoted them. Sorry, I've got to make sure I use the right term. We've promoted them. They've gotten their increase and they've gotten their higher visibility position, and we thank them for what they're doing. What do we do next?
Flow with it.
Okay.
You won't have to worry about. See, I operate my life that if I judge you for any reason, arrogant enough, if I'm stupid enough to judge you, Garrett, for anything, for any reason, that one judgment, to me, in my mind, I'm giving the cosmic soup, karma, as we call it, the permission to have 1,000 judgments coming my way.
Mm-hmm.
Ew. No thank you.
Yuck. Uh-uh. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you're welcome to judge all you want. I myself, however, I'm aware of the fact that even in my own life, I'm blind to certain aspects of who I am. I'm still learning about me, yeah?
Sure.
So if I'm still learning about me and I'm still learning who I am, and you ask me, who am I? What's the actual correct answer to that? I don't know. I'm still learning about myself.
There we go. There we go. Well, you know, so you have these two classes that are going on now, and you and I have talked privately, meaning not on the show, but we've had Skype calls and phone calls and all that fun stuff about opportunities to bring your training to people who are listening to Rated G Radio on a regular basis. And I am just absolutely enthralled with this idea and concept. And I know that you can go and buy your book, Pay Me What I'm Worth, on Amazon as an MP3. You can buy the individual chapters there. But that's really kind of like not the whole concept of what you're doing. While nice, it's kind of like, you know, you're just getting one little slice of the entire pie. When you're putting classes together, I think that, you know, you have a magic number of around 8 or 10 people that you're looking for to get a class put together. And we say class, but, you know, it's not formal like that, because you can listen on demand or you can listen in live when the shows are broadcast. But, you know, there is some homework and some things that are not, well, I say required, but if you want to improve your life and do the things, you know, you got to do the work. You don't just wake up that Olympic gold medalist and, you know, have 8 gold medals around your neck for just, you know, waking up that day. That doesn't happen. but can you kind of go through what people should expect at the, you know, beginning, middle, and end? You know, what type of investment is needed from you know, time and money and all of that kind of stuff to make something like that come together?
Lots of questions there.
Okay.
The essence here is, soon, G Radio will be broadcasting actual classes, right? You and I are going to work out a broadcasting time where G Radio will be broadcast. I think we're maybe thinking of Saturday, but we haven't really nailed that down yet, right?
Saturday kind of works for me for a variety of reasons, but Saturday, it would probably be a weekend, Saturday or Sunday type of an event.
Right. So you'll be able to listen to it live, and then, of course, it will be on demand, and you will actually hear the class itself. We're not going to talk about what we do. We do what we do. And as you listen to those classes, if something inside of you says, you know what, I want to be part of this, then you have to give me a call. And I'm going to be quite blunt with you. I'm going to look to see whether or not you're really seriously about working, or are you looking for a quick fix? If you're looking for a quick fix, go away. This isn't going to work. What will happen is if you're accepted into one of Garrett's classes, we will have a call. The day and time of that call will be determined by the group of people that get together, at least 8, possibly 12 people. We will have that call. We will record that call. And then after that call, you generally have some homework to do. I tell people you should probably plan from 1 to 3 hours at least a week, 1 hour minimum for the call, about an hour to do the work in the book. And then I have a bunch of stuff you can do online so that no matter what time of day, if you're having that aha, that burst, that moment that you want to interact with your other teammates, you can hop online, hop on the online school, and just chow down. How much is this going to cost? Gentle listeners, that is up to your God host, Garrett. He's going to set the price.
It's $1 million a week. No.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. It'll be something affordable. And when we get ready to put out the announcement for it, we'll make sure you have a special price that we have for Souls classes. So it'll be something that is unique and special for Rated G Radio listeners. So that, I know that for a fact.
And 20% of that will go to your favorite cause.
So that, I know that I'm a big fan of animal shelters and things like that. So I know locally we've got the Seal Beach Animal Control Center. They're a no-kill shelter, and they are always looking for support. So that's always, you know, if I can help direct things in that way, that's great. But if the listeners or the class has a different idea on what they would like to support, I would certainly be open for that too. That would be very, very cool.
We can do that change quarterly. What will happen is once you decide what you're going to charge, then we will have a program guide all set up for you. It will detail everything you need to know about the class. you can come out to pay411.co and get a pretty good feeling of it as it is. But once you look through your guide and you're ready to go and we're going to have our conversation, we have about a 15-minute intake conversation. I really want to see whether or not your monthly payments are going to be something that, A, you can afford, B, you're willing to do and stick with it, because this is a commitment, right?
Absolutely. You've got to put in the time.
We're building families here, Garrett. We really are. Everybody who gets involved in our teams, you hear it on the show. People start becoming family.
When, and talking about that for just a second, not to get off track, but you've had some really cool stories you've shared with me, I think, in our conversations, both on the radio and privately, about some of the different people that have connected up. Can you just share maybe like one or two of those examples? I mean, you do probably only have 10 to pick from, but I know I'm putting you on the spot.
I think the best examples I can give are where we mix the generations. We have...
Yeah.
For example, I was chatting with a teacher who was mandatorily retired in Texas. Apparently in Texas, in the public school districts, once you reach a certain age, you have to retire. Okay, fine. Well, as we were talking, I couldn't help shake this feeling, Garrett, that she falls into the category of, because she can no longer do what she loves doing, she's just counting down the days, right?
Oh, goodness.
And I asked her point blank, I said, are you just, like, getting ready to die?
Mm-hmm.
And there was this long pause, and I could tell that she started crying. And she says, well, I've never heard anybody put it so bluntly before, but yeah. And I said, you understand I'm looking to hire and pay at least 10,000 teachers before the end of 2016. You heard me say that, right? And she says, yeah, but I don't know that I can be the type of teacher that you're looking for. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. You were voted the best teacher of the year for 30 years. How on God's green earth have you ruled yourself out of being one of my best teachers? And there was another long pause, and I thought, oh, my God, I've opened up Pandora's box big time.
Uh-huh.
And she says, Sol, you have no idea what you just did. And I said, okay, I flunked mind reading, so forgive me. What did I just do?
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I was thinking of wrapping up my life. I mean, I love teaching, and I can't think of any other way to teach because I've always taught in the classroom. You're telling me that all I have to do is dial a phone number, put in an access code, and I can start teaching people all over the world? And I said, yes. It's called the party line, sweetheart. You're old enough to remember what a party line was like. She says, oh, my God. And then she got it. I could tell Garrett she got it. She's old enough that she went through the very beginnings of the telephone line. They had party lines, right?
Right.
That's nothing but a conference call line, sweetheart.
Yeah, exactly.
What is old is new again.
Yeah, yeah. It's just all perspective.
So she says, you've now given me a whole new lease on life. Mm. Blue me away. And
what
I said,
I
want you to get a bunch. Now she's being a paid instructor. She's teaching all of her retired teachers how to teach Pay Me What I'm Worth, and she's getting paid to do it.
How awesome is that? Now, I do like, there's, I'm on your website, paymewhatiamworth.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a spot on there, what changes do you wish to make in your world? So I'm fishing around as we're talking tonight, just on your website, because
great.
Oh, yeah. So it's like I find all kinds of neat stuff. And I like the four things that you talk about here. When, you know, so, and I also like what you say about, you know, if these aren't things that you want to work on, well, you know, just bookmark this and come back when you are ready to do this, because that's just, you know, that's great. The four things that you talk about that you want to change in your world, if, you know, this would be a good program for you, is, you know, if you want better health, more peace, financial security, and to wake up spiritually. And we've kind of touched on, you know, pretty much all of those, you know, tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But I love
mm-hmm.
seeing that you have that spelled out, because it says, you know, if your answer to this is yes to some or all of these, that's great. Keep reading. no, then, you know, save some time and effort, stop here, come back when you're ready to change. Because it's, you know, it is interesting that you have, there are courses that are out there that people will offer, and regardless of what your situation is, their course is absolutely right for you. And I like the fact that you are one of those instructors who says, well, we'll interview you to see if you are right for this course, because maybe the course is not right for you, or maybe it's not right for you right now.
That's key. Because when you come to class, Garrett, it is my goal to have a really tight-knit group that you all, it's like one for all for one. You really are there for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because your perspective, some of the stories that I have where I've led conference calls, I used to host conference calls for all readers of Pay Me What I'm Worth. You buy the book. If you would like, you could come out once a month and be on a conference call live with me, and we'll just kick it. And unfortunately, I didn't record those. I wish I had, because on multiple occasions, Garrett, I would have people who I know have never met each other, will never meet each other, but person A will make a heartfelt observation. This isn't one of those, well, Garrett, based on what you're saying, here's what you should do. No, no, no. I'm not talking about the judgmental therapist sort of thing. I'm talking about, Garrett, when I hear you say dot, 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 I can't help but think dot, dot, dot. And that second dot, dot, dot will blow your mind. It will open up your life in a way you've never thought, and it happened by a person you will never meet. That's why we do our groups, the gift of perspective. When you come to class, each one of us has that ability to see something in each other that we're completely blind to. Yeah?
Well, you know, it's always the forest through the trees. You know, you have something going on in your life that, you know, it's like, why do I always pick the same person? Why do I always pick the same job? Why do I always, you know, you get into that, you can't see it. And everybody else looking at you is like, well, it's so crystal clear. It's because of this. Didn't you see this? No, I didn't see that.
Yep.
Yeah,
and because most people are too afraid of being real with each other. See, that's something that we work on in Chapter 5 is building relationships, building real, healthy relationships. What does that actually mean? 9 out of 10, by the time we get to Chapter 5 of Pay Me What I'm Worth, you've got at least half your address book, if you've been in touch with them, at least on a fairly recent basis. They're all going, who the hell are you? You've changed.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that you've changed, Garrett, is you don't put up with crap anymore.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, for people who need to be loved, for people who have to say yes, even though that means they have to say no to their own health and well-being, when people who have to say yes start saying no, what do you think that does?
Probably freaks all of your family and friends out, or your coworkers out. They're like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one of the first things that we do as we get involved in class is the first thing I tell them is the first time they make their first payment, I challenge every single person to tell every single person they know, I'm starting a class. I don't know how I'm going to be changing, but I know I will be changing. So heads up. Just give them a warning shot over the bow.
It's, you know, yeah. And I think that is one of the interesting things that, you know, because the other conversations we've had about, you know, the dynamics of relationships and all the things that you go through, I think it's really so many people are looking for that change, and it's to get out of that, you know, those golden handcuffs like you were talking about before, and to be able to make those changes and do something that, you know, they feel authentic about, and to be, you know, real for the first time in a long time. And that's, you know, what your program is offering to folks. So I think that's a really cool thing. What happens at the end of the 12 months? Do they get a gold watch or a certificate, or do they get a pair of golden handcuffs or with a key, or what kind of certification do they get out of this?
Okay, let's look at possible scenarios.
Okay.
One of the derivatives of the program, I do an exclusive thing called a 12-for-1, 1-for-12 program. And in that 12-for-1, 1-for-12 program, by the time we're done with your first year, you have a successful money-making business happening. Enough so that it at least pays your mortgage, your cell phone bill, and your student loans, if you still have them. So that's one outcome.
Okay.
If you want to be a certified instructor, meaning you get to now teach, pay me what I'm worth, then you have to complete an exercise that I have at the end of every chapter. It's 10 chapters long. Every chapter, the last exercise in each chapter, there are 33 total exercises. 10 of those are, I ask you to put together a one-pager on what did you experience as you completed this exercise. You can write 50 pages, but I want you to boil it down to one page. Each one-pager, at the end of the course, Garrett, you have what I call your worth passport. It's a 10-page document that chronically documents how much changed in 12 months.
That should give a lot of people a lot of ahas.
Oh, you think? Now, where you want to go after the first year is completely up to you. I have no expectations that you will go anywhere with it. You might think, okay, done, check, next.
Mm-hmm.
80% of the people who complete their first year recognize that this is an ongoing journey.
I would hope they're having an ongoing journey since you're evolving. And if I said soul dancer, who are you? And you'll say, I don't know. I'm still evolving.
I am. I have a general gist, but every single class I do, one of the reasons why I want to pay you to teach, pay me what I'm worth as soon as you're ready, is because I have this weird notion, Garrett. I learn more when I have to teach it. Yeah.
Well, I think you absolutely get something different as an instructor of any subject than if you just sit there and have somebody doing the Charlie Brown wah, 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 wah.
Yes, exactly. And when you start teaching, when I pay you to start teaching this class, I generally co-pilot with you on your first time through. And so as you're teaching this class and you're getting paid for it, I'm observing, what did you learn? And it teaches me how to teach this better every time. And I've been doing this for a decade now. So you can imagine I have a few ins and outs that you might want to learn.
Sure. Well, let me ask you, you know, not to go back and just start at square one, but how did your first course go compared to how, you know, a class is set up today?
Oh, my God. My very first class scared the hell out of me. I got involved in a web system that was connecting coaches, life coaches all over the world, right? And I got to know the owner and founder of that particular service, and we had a chat, and we talked about Pay Me What I'm Worth, and she thought this would be an awesome thing to offer on the site, so I offered it. And honestly, Garrett, I thought the people that would register for the program would be your newbie coaches. It's kind of like your newbie craftsman or your newbie artist or your newbie chef. I mean, they need tools in the toolbox or stuff to fill out their kitchen, right? They needed something to fill out their program, yeah?
Right.
Oh, my God. Well, I did put the requirement on the class that in order for you to get in the class, you have to be a life coach that is actually earning your living off of being a life coach, because I'm sick and tired of dealing with life coaches who want to be life coaches, who are certified life coaches, but they still got their day job.
Right. Yeah. And I've run into a few of those as well.
Sweetheart, if you're going to teach me how to be an independent person, you need to be walking your talk.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, the very first class I taught, the people that signed up were freaking me out. These are people that have been successful 6-digit, 7-digit life coaches, people earning millions of dollars as life coaches, people who are PhDs in psychiatry and psychology and social workers at the master's level, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm screwed. My biggest fear, Garrett, was that by our second call, they would be going, Soul, why are you wasting our time, right?
Well, you always wonder about that, you know, especially if, you know, if this is going to be your first course and, you know, you're going, I've got the best thing since sliced bread and, you know, you've got all these million-dollar earners coming to you.
I'm scared to death.
Yeah.
So by our second call, one of the seven-digit income earners is like, Soul, you have no idea how you're going to revolutionize coaching. I'm learning so much just by our first chapter. Now, in my mind, Garrett, I'm going, what the hell are you charging and how are you getting away with it and you don't know this material already?
Right,
damn,
right.
I need to up my prices.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, the difference between my very first class and this class is I really challenge everyone who comes on board. The first thing I do is I put out a schedule saying, okay, it's 12 months long. There are generally 12 people in class. Each one of you, you're going to have to step up and be a co-pilot. Which chapter do you want to co-pilot? Meaning, which chapter are you going to help teach? That's how this program is unique. I want to see you step into it.
It's kind of like the Celebrity Apprentice of coaching.
I'd never heard that before, but yeah, I'll take that.
You know, because when they throw out the challenges, you know, people have to step up and say, I'm going to take this challenge this week. I want to be, you know, the leader of chapter one, or I want to be the leader of chapter eight, or whatever the case may
mm-hmm.
be.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
The most common argument that I have people say, Soul, I don't even know your book. I've never read it. How can I teach something that I've never read? And I said, here's the deal. And this is what makes it exciting. When you're a teacher of something that you haven't taken and you have that live aha moment with your fellow students, to me that's intoxicating. So as you learn with your own classmates, there's no barriers here. Unfortunately, I've encountered too many teachers. Okay. Here we go again. Everybody open up your book. Here we
right.
go. Chapter
right.
one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Give me a bag and a belt.
First. Right.
mm-hmm. My style of teaching is I want to pay you to teach. So, folks, Garrett, if you were to speculate, throw a dart at the dartboard. Out of people listening to G-rated radio, how many of them would answer yes to this question? Are you paid what you're worth?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, personally, the answer for me is no. I'm working on getting paid what I'm worth. And I would strongly suspect that most of the people that are listening would be in the same boat for whatever reason. You know, because, you know, sometimes payment really, it might be that seven-figure income that you want, but sometimes that, you know, pay me what I'm worth, you know, maybe other things, you know, be nice to me, respect me, treat me, you know, professionally, or, you know, a whole host of other things. So you can take that pay me what I'm worth in a whole bunch of directions. At least that's what I would think. So I think,
okay.
You know, most of the people that would be listening tonight could find some way to relate to that and say, yes, I would like to, you know, I'd like to be paid what I'm worth.
So you're saying that, let's say there's 2,000 people listening to the show right now, and 1,998 of them would probably be saying, no, I'm not paid what I'm worth. Okay? All right?
That's
well,
fair, that's fair.
Then I'm, because I'm an anal retender pucket buck, I want to make sure I don't assume anything. Garrett, do you want to be paid what you're worth, yes or no?
Well, the answer is yes.
Why do I ask that question?
Because some people will say no.
Garrett, how many people do you have in your life where you've heard the story that they're going to do something?
And they never.
And they're going to do something. And a week goes by, a month goes by, a year goes by, a decade goes by, and they want to do something, right?
Yep.
So if you tell me you want to be paid what you're worth, And yes, you want to be paid what you're worth. My last question then to you and your audience is, when?
Sooner is better than later. That's me, you know. I'm just for me. Sooner is better than later.
So here's the challenge to all your listeners. You and I are going to put together a class starting, I would say, mid-October.
That works.
And the cost of it, Garrett and I are going to talk about that. But for 12 people, we're going to pay you to teach this class. Huh? What? I don't even know what you're talking about, though. When we interview you, here's how you're going to get paid to teach this class. You're going to ask 10 people that you know the same three questions that we just asked. First question, are you paid what you're worth? Yes or no. Second question, do you want to be paid what you're worth? Yes or no. Third question, when? Now, when I find 12 people who are really ready to pony up and do the work and get a team together, I'll pay you and I'll help you teach the class.
That's very cool.
I don't know about you, but I'm really quite tired of the number of people who, on average, thinking about your current place where you live, how much do you think your average person drops on cocktails over a 30-day period?
Well, I don't drink, so but I will tell you, back in the day when Garrett used to go out cocktailing, you know, that would be a daunting number. So I will tell you, that hasn't been something I've done in years. But, you know, I would go out on a Friday night with friends and probably drop $100 and not even think about it.
So if you did that every weekend, that's $400, yeah?
Well, you know, but you have to think that you're probably going out maybe Saturday night also. Maybe you don't spend $100, but you spend at least $20. Or if you go out on a different night of the week, you know, for, you know, happy hour or something, you're going to do maybe, you know, $20 or $30 or $40 or something. So, you know, let's just say conservatively $400.
Okay. And what did that get you a decade later?
It got me a big fat gut and bad metabolism and, you know, poor sleep. I mean, I can go down the whole list, but, you know, not a whole lot outside of that.
Well, I know we're running out of time, but when it comes to money and all the classes, how about shifting your budget towards something that you will invest in yourself, that you will get something out of for the rest of your life? It's a bold statement. Listen to my shows. You'll see that that statement is true.
I love that. Everybody, it's been Mr. Soul Dancer. We would love for you to be part of the upcoming Pay Me What I'm Worth series, and we'll have more information. I'll post on Facebook and Twitter, and if you think you have other people that may be interested in this, I'm going to encourage you to contact us. I'll actually get you in touch with Soul Dancer, and he will talk to you in a more serious manner about what your intents are and how we can make this happen for you. But it's been a pleasure having you here. Any last words of wisdom before we sign off for the night?
Just thank you to you for doing what you're doing. I love the fact that you're bringing light into the world, dude.
There we go. Well, so are you. It's fun to have someone like you come on here, Soul, because how many days a week do I get to say aloha to somebody?
Exactly. Aloha, my friend.
There we go. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you live tomorrow for the Friday Dance Party. And don't drive distracted. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, Soul.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.